Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation, more thought-provoking insights to assist you in making new commitments to walking the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. It is always my intention to exalt the absolute truth that we each are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, with every step that we've made. There is nowhere we have been where we were not completely enveloped in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present. There's nothing that we have done that makes us unworthy or undeserving for more life, more light, more wisdom, more truth, more self-reflection and introspection, more centeredness and discipline, more of what is required in order for us to have leverage over a system that thrives in making us think that there is less and less, and that there is scarcity as the foundation of their economy. That we have been marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, fed with all manners of stuff, so that we do not have access to the fullness of the blessedness of ourselves, the fullness of our capacity of thought, the fullness of our enthusiasm and our optimism and our feeling within every fiber of our being, how truly blessed and honored we are to be participants in something that is so absolutely phenomenal, that is life itself. And to have us in a place and space where we take for granted the gift and the blessing of our being. To have us in a space mentally and spiritually and emotionally where we feel less than, that we feel incapable, unloved, unsupported, violated. And then we are guilty and offensive of undermining ourselves. And to have a system of oppression in place that has impacted and affected everyone, all of the college educated, all of the highly degreed ones, all the professional ones, and everything and everybody here has been undermined, whether they are realizing it or not. So I am very grateful that I have asked to know what the issue is and to be able to address it and to do something about it. In terms of providing support, providing inspiration, providing insight, providing and being given the opportunity to share my realizations, revelations, epiphanies, and conscious care to ensure that you get some of that which you require that you may not get anywhere else, in terms of ones and ones who want to make sure that you are cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, to rise in the light of the truth of the ones that we are being called from the exalted realms to come to that place and space of full attention in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, as Yah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Allah, Jah, whatever we may call it. There is that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us, has gifted us the blessing of life and intelligence that is fully operational in these bodies. We do not operate ourselves. We do not beat our own hearts. We do not breathe ourselves. We have not designed ourselves. We really don't have proper understanding and understanding of how we even function. And so just to realize that we are so absolutely perfectly blessed, not being less, blessed, honored by the gift of life itself, honored by the breath of life itself, honored by the source of being itself, that it has gifted absolutely everything and everyone so much of itself. And there is no greater richness, and there really is no greater wealth than the full realization of it, the full access, and to access fully the more of ourselves that we have access to, because there really is no end limit to how much more life there is, how much more intelligence there is. And so in our now moment where we realize there's so much going on, so much doesn't need to be going on, the warring and the fighting and the bombing and all of the misappropriation of the intelligence that people have been given to create that which undermines and marginalizes and anesthetizes and inebriates and intoxicates and robs everyone from the cradle to the grave of the fullness of their life. And so I'm the one to remind us that we have options. We actually have more than option. We have duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt a full effort in our living, to get to this place and space where we care not to do anything to undermine ourselves, where we will be repentive and we will be attentive and we will be intensely intentional in literally clearing ourselves from the degrees of shame and guilt and blame and all of that for how long we have lingered in the ditches and valleys of degradation, adulteration, self-sabotage, procrastination, all of those things that whittle away at our sense of worth and deservedness. And I'm the one to remind us that we each are still these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And I don't think that you can hear that enough. For as much as we heard the lies, as much as we've heard all of the political stuff, as much as we've heard all of the voting campaigns, as much as we've heard all of these ones who are vying for selection and election to leadership, I am the one to remind you that you have duty, obligation, and responsibility to the laws that govern you. And self-preservation is the first of that law in the terms of doing that which is truly in one's best interest. And to come to a point in place where you realize that you have been miseducated and religiously indoctrinated to not do that. And to think that someone who was crucified thousands of years ago and calling on that person's name is going to give you salvation from your own violations is not practical without your practical care to clear and cleanse and repent and do nothing to harm yourself and do everything to heal and facilitate your wholeness. And to come to a point and place where you are all right with it, that it's not something that makes you strange, you know, makes you extreme. That they used to say years ago, oh, well, you're a health nut. I'm like, well, you know, what kind of nut are you? You understand that you are preferring to undermine yourself, that you're preferring to smoke and drink and intoxicate and inebriate and literally throw yourself away. That's not just nuttiness, it's insanity. But it's so common that if you're not doing it and you've been doing it, then people think that something's really wrong with you. And then when your body starts releasing all of the waste from all of the accumulation of all of the stuff that you have fed on and drank and smoked and this and that, and you begin to clean up and get a pep in your step and a glide in your stride and the brightness in your eyes and wondering, and they're going to look at you and say, well, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? And I'm saying, the whole populace is sick. And it's not till the body starts really rebelling and trying to cleanse itself that you even acknowledge the sickness. And so you'll take a little turmeric for the inflammation, but then you won't stop eating the flesh that's causing the inflammation. You'll take a little elderberry in order to get over the sniffles, but you won't stop eating the bread and the pus and the mucus and the eggs and the cheese and all of that that's causing the mucus. You'll take a little of this. You'll take an aspirin to get rid of the headache, but you won't do anything to open up the bowel that the blockage and constipation is causing the headache. And so I'm just saying the body is telling us what's wrong, but we are really stuck in the lies that we've been taught to think that it's okay to undermine ourselves because you have to die from something anyway, so you might as well be happy creating the situations and circumstances that will lead to your untimely demise, your tragic date with fate, your cancer, your heart disease, your diabetes, and all of that. And I'm saying that we can be disease-free. Doctors do not have to be a part of our lives, nor do the butcheries or the surgeries. But in order for you to reverse any of the issues that have accumulated and crystallized in your tissues, you have to care. To recognize that you are perfectly and divinely designed by this absolute and supreme intelligence that blazes the sun, has the earth spinning, and is literally calling upon us to appreciate and give thanks and be in a consistent attitude of gratitude and consistent prayer and communication with it. See, everything that you see is the evidence of it, of its intelligence, of its gift, of creativity, that ones and ones have created all manners of things. I mean, we are absolutely surrounded in nothing but the blessedness of absolute and supreme intelligence. But we are looking at the misuse and the abuse of it to marginalize and undermine and kill and rape and violate and bomb and disenfranchise and all of this. So I'm just saying is that we have to come to a point and see there's no conversation about the government's participation in funding the wars. Nobody's raising up and say we should not be funding these warfares. We should not be participating in the death of all of these people, this genocide that is going on. But because you yourselves are a part of the genocide in terms of those who get up and go to work on behalf of Nabisco and Kraft and Philip Morris and Coca-Cola and Chuck E. Cheese and all of these death industries, and you are fully participatory with the genocide, but we have become numbed and dumbed to it to the degree to which we are not able to respond. And this is the evidence of our behavior having been modified so that we cannot fully participate in political activity because we are a detriment to ourselves. And being a detriment to yourself, then you want somebody else to be leadership for you. But the leadership is not calling a moratorium on killing. The leadership is not calling a moratorium on poisoning the children. The leadership is not calling ones and ones to make sure that you are the insurance of your lineages. The leadership is fully participatory in the genocide because of their failure to acknowledge it. Their failure to knock and seek and ask and love this absolute and supreme intelligence with their whole body, heart, mind, with all of their might. Their failure to realize that this government and this country has been established on the murder and the death and the disenfranchisement of our indigenous families, and the blood that was spilled and all of that is still screaming and crying out. And there is a karmic debt that will be paid, but it will be paid with the death of the people. And so to be fully participatory with it, you may miss yourself. If you don't care to be realigned in the light and the truth of the all that we each are is these points of the presence of the absolute, and we are willing to do the atonement. We are really willing to ask for the forgiveness. We are willing to do that which is ours, to no longer have violation charged upon our bloodstream and our lymph systems and all of that, creating the cancer, the heart disease and diabetes, because that which we have done unto others is being done unto us. But we discounted the others. We discounted the cows. We discounted the pigs. We discounted the turkeys and the chickens and the hens and the fish and the salmon and the shrimp and all of those ones as beings that deserve the right to their lives. You were taught that these things are food, that feeding off a carcass is food for you. And I'm saying that has been the problem, because that is the lie. And at this particular point in juncture, you do care how you live the rest of your life. You do not want to be dying. You do not want to be decrepit. You do not want to be demented. You do not want to be filled with all manners of issues that are crystallizing in your tissues. And the only thing that they can do is give you more crystallizing acids called pharmaceuticals. But do nothing to help you regenerate and rejuvenate. It's like they operate completely antithetical to what it is to be human. To not care, to ensure the wellness, the health, the mobility, the ingenuity, the genius, the talents, the skills, the abilities of their populace. That's what people really enlighten. That's what people would do. You understand? You don't have governments that are trying to make sure that the people are anesthetized and inebriated and intoxicated and whatnot. And every time they celebrate, just like you're hearing these advertisements for this tribute to honor women, but then they got all of these women who are making vodka and all of this. And, you know, you go to these places and they're serving you alcohol and flesh. But how can that be an honor to women when women have duty, obligation, and responsibility and the exaltation of life? And in order to really exalt life, you have to come into sobriety. You have to be sober. You cannot have your bloodstream filled with all manners of toxins. But we don't look at alcohol as being toxic. Even though we've been told from the time we were youth that alcohol destroys the brain cells and the liver cells and whatnot. But then you have more alcohol everywhere, your Whole Foods and your Kroger's. Everybody's selling more and more and more, trying to sell more and more and more, being stocked with more and more and more. And I'm saying, yes, stop. Let's realize that this is a trick and it's a trap to put us in a place and space where ones and ones would have us think that profit is greater than the substance and the quality of persons that we should be walking as. That entertaining ourselves with sickness, in our sickness, illness, disease, and death helps to keep our mind off our problems. So we can literally indulge ourselves in as much entertainment as possible, but at the same time, we are not doing what's truly in our best interest. Sitting back and guzzling down all manners of crafted beers and things that have. Do you realize crafted beer have a lot of other stuff in it? Because people don't care. Whatever you're foolish enough to drink. You're trusting all the time. And you're trusting that which need not be trusted. Because basically, you can see that these things, these substances, consumed consistently over time, are literally robbing you of the fluidity of your life currency. Now, the life currency is much greater than the paper currency. But the paper currency is exalted to be greater than the life currency of the people. And the people are sublimated and seduced by polished wood, metal, and stone to the degree to which they want to have all of these things to the detriment of themselves. When many of us were told, and we've heard, and I'm reminding us, that we were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else would be added unto us. And there's so many ones who do that, but then the majority of the people don't have a clue as to what that actually means, what it is to love this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. To be in a place and space where we're uncompromising with our desire to exalt a full effort in our living, to love and forgive and to honor and to celebrate and to rejoice and to wrap our arms around each other and in the gratitude and the thanksgiving for the blessing of each other's lives, because it is by virtue of the quality of our relationships that enhance the quality of our beings. When you are in relationships that are life supporting. And for all of the ones that you might have shared some walk with in whatever degree of defilement and misappropriation of life for force and currency and intention and all of that is situational circumstances. We still have the responsibility to mature, to grow up, to come to a point in place where we understand that maturity means that you are willing to do what's truly in your best interest consistently over time. That you are no longer inundated with a desire to be out of your mind. You hear people in the movies that say, yeah, let's go get drunk. And then they have drunken sex with people they don't know. I'm just saying is that these things in movies that give us or give our children an idea, our teenagers looking at this stuff, nobody's really showing and exemplifying how to really have courtship and create loving, life-supporting relationships. They don't see it in their parents, their grandparents. I'm just saying is that that's the divisiveness. So the agenda is divide and conquer. And so being an individuation of the intelligence of existence, then we're having to really bring ourselves fully present. To harmonize our divine masculine feminine selves, to be in a place and space where we care to be whole. to exalt a full effort in our living, to do that which is truly life-supporting, to know how to nourish yourself, to cleanse yourself, to facilitate consistent cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, consciousness expansion, to be in a place and space where you are tapped in, tuned in, turned on, and in direct receipt of absolute light and walking in absolute love and care and responsiveness and the ability to respond to what is needed in any now moment towards your own greater good. And when you are wise enough to attune to that which is in your best interest, then it helps to facilitate the best interest of everything and everybody else, because that's how intelligence really works. And so I am encouraging us to realize that however you may participate with the agenda that has been set in motion in terms of the political things, to realize that there is no political consciousness that is greater than vivid self-expression and self-representation as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. To realize that being in the light of that absolute and supreme intelligence, what we used to refer to as spirituality, is much greater than scriptuality, and scriptuality has no real place if you are not internalizing from a space of absolute truth, because you can quote scripture all day and all night. It does not mean that you are a loving person. It does not mean that you are a forgiving person. It does not mean that you have self-actualized to the degree to which you can be trusted to always have the best interests of other ones at heart. Because there are so many ones who are self-serving without serving the wellness or the whole. Their private agendas. They're getting their pockets padded with those who have the money, so that those who have the money are setting a precedent for what goes on, not in the best interests of the people, but in their own best interests, or what they think are their best interests. And I'm saying, well, how is it that you have so many on cellular lockdown, inebriation, intoxication, violation, expansion of homelessness, the inability to make ends meet? Of course, ends never meet. They never meet. But not being able to meet one's own needs, because we are so focused outwardly that we have not become proficient in knowing how to ask and knock and seek and pray and discipline ourselves and reconstitute the body to be 80% highly charged water, which we are programming with our thoughts and our prayers and our emotions and our feelings and whatnot, creating what it is that we actually require, what it is that we actually need, what it is that we actually want. We're bringing it into our experience. But because the body is no longer 80% water, as the earth is 80% water and it's 80% sludge, the crystallizations of uric acid, lactic acid, carbonic acid, all of the mucus and plaque and worms, organisms, parasites, and all of that. And I'm just saying, this is why there has to be within the people themselves an initiative to be restored as the evidence of those who care to make a difference in our realm, in our time, in our generation, on behalf of those through whom we've come, on behalf of those who are with us, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come. That is duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages. And where you have yet to really aspire towards that, it is not too late. It is not too late to heal yourself. It is not too late to cleanse. The cleansing is a prerequisite before you can heal. The acknowledgement of the divinity of the truth of yourself and knowing how to facilitate it for optimum cellular functioning is a knowledge and information that you have access to, as well as all of the tools to accomplish it. The issue is, will you exert a full effort in your living? Will you care to be restored, to be realigned, to be reattuned, to be in the harmony of the wholeness, and so that you are experiencing the peace? It's very difficult to heal if you don't know peace. But peace is accomplished love. And love requires you to really acknowledge the blessedness of being, because you are being loved with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. And no one can love us more than that which is beating our hearts and breathing us. But for most, that's not enough. It's not enough to be in the love of the sun and the air and the elements and the trees and whatnot. It's not enough to be in the love of the ever-embracing arms of our Creator. We want to be loved by somebody. You know what I'm saying? When we're loving the being of all being, then love is all around. And it comes easier when we care to prioritize our thoughts, our activities, our actions, so that we are in the full greatness of obedience and obeyance in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, and coming to a point in place where we are uncompromising about giving ourselves and ourselves time. That we cannot just get up and go out, get up, go. And you've never taken the time to consecrate your life, to consecrate your body, to attune and to attend to your own liberation that has to happen at the cellular level. But liberation is not the conversation, but it is that which is needed. And when you realize that liberation is where the intelligence of your being has been completely freed so that you are realigned and restored in the integrity of the truth of all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of its own presence. And that's where the greatness of yourself, and that's where the beauty of every opportunity and everything that you could possibly have desire for, you can access it much more easily without whoring, without slaving, without robbing and stealing and misaligning and manipulating and bastardizing and usurping other ones and their rights to live. But you cannot be a detriment to yourself, and you cannot continue to undermine yourself with the violation of violated beings and not experience the consequences, the repercussions, the illness, the sickness, and the tragic dates with fate that come with it. You're in a now moment where you have opportunity to choose life on a day-to-day basis and to immerse yourself consciously in the brilliance and the beauty and the bounty and the boundlessness of the love of your Creator, because that's all that we have and we'll never have anything greater. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being present and tuning in, because you could be doing so many other things. And so this now moment for us gives us the opportunity to really be in a consistent mindfulness, thoughtfulness, consideration, appreciation, gratitude, and respect for the gift that we've each been given with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. It is truly in no one's best interest to have those who have put us in a place where we don't have value for life. And because the foundation of this country was established in bloodshed and we're talking bloodshed with the buffalo, we're talking bloodshed with all manners of creatures, but the people, and not just the North American continent, but you know, Central America, South America, I mean, there has been so much blood spilt upon the planet, and everybody has to come to a place and space, if we really care to live, that we will live in the love of the laws that govern us, so that we are not steeped in all manners of fear and detriment and disease and degradation and violation and molestation and rape and incarceration and all of this stuff, which is the evidence that we don't know how to live. Because if you really were consciously and deliberately creating, then why would we create devastation? It is totally antithetical to what it is to be human and what it is to be self-destructive. No other creatures are self-destructive. Everything, all intelligences, everything is intelligent as an intelligence of existence, whatever form it's in.
this is how vast and how dynamic and creative and awesome the intelligence of existence actually is, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody, and the myriad and the multiplicity of diversity, the infinity of such beauty and depth of color and form and whatnot. But everything perpetuates itself. Everything exalts a full urge in its living. Everything has its gifts and its qualities. They know their food, they excrete their waste, they know their kind, they perpetuate themselves. And the common thread that lies with all intelligences is that they really love their lives enough to defend themselves or protect themselves or to try to get out of harm's way when they sense that their lives are being threatened. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that what we see is just the evidence of the behavior modification that has taken place, that people feel glib about their rights to kill themselves and their children. Well, you ain't got no right to come in here and tell me how to live my life and how to feed my children and this and that and the other. I give them what I want them to have. You understand? I'm just saying is that we are steeped in violation because we, as beings, as men and as wombed men, should really be exalting a full effort in creating health and wealth, the wellness that is foundational for right alignment and right thought and right mind and right action. Being in harmony with the laws of existence, the will of existence and whatnot, but to be in a place where you are consciously trying to do everything that those ones who are not exalting the lawfulness and have set up a legality, so the legalities of a system that is unlawful with God, and then you break your neck to follow them and then have no regard and respect for the order of your own being. This is a program. It's nothing natural about it. And so we're in a now moment where we can do something about this. We can nip this in the bud. We can come to a point in place of real commitment, the commitment to being, the commitment to life, the commitment to really facilitating our own wellness and healing, the realignment with Mother Earth and Mother Nature, so that we realize that there is more in the air than we think is there. But there is no way to live except by virtue of breath. We are all breatharian first. We must breathe. And we can debate about what food actually is, but in realizing there's divine design. And to understand that if you could eat anything and everything because God made it good, then there would be no sickness, illness, and disease. If we could just assimilate and use anything and everything. But the sickness, illness, and disease is coming because our bodies are so perfectly and divinely designed that 90% of what we're consuming that is not fruit or vegetation or herb or water-based, the body doesn't know what to do with it. And so it matters that we are taking our lives into our own hands and not be so gullible to follow commercialism and the capitalism, laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. You understand? But to have a system that signs off and says that it's okay for ones and ones to produce and manufacture that which has absolutely no nutritional value, has nothing that the body needs, and it can be marketed to children. And then you have people who want to be respected as intelligent people, as men and women who are mothers and fathers themselves, who work for these companies. You understand? So those ones who feel to take it to the streets and be beating each other up and killing each other and whatnot. You know, the only way they could do that is that they are a detriment already to themselves and their cells because of having been fed meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of these things that undermine your intelligence, undermine your capacity for exalted thought, undermine your capacity for exalted walk, undermine your capacity for truly having an understanding and understanding and a harmonious relationship with that which beats your heart and breathes you. You understand? We have to come to a point and place where we are able to really feel good about right aligning and aligning rightly and righteously with that which is life itself, because otherwise none of this other stuff is sustainable. There is no way to sustain a system that kills its own people for profit. There's no way to maintain and ensure the progression of your family if you're a detriment to yourself. If you don't know how to feed and you don't know how to eat, then that means that you are giving what you are consuming to your children, exposing your children to the same things. I'm just saying, we've been doing this for generations. It is time for us to realize what is wrong and to correct ourselves. And it won't happen if you don't care to be well and you don't care to be healthy. You understand? And sometimes it's like, okay, you're listening and listening and listening. You're hearing what I'm saying. Then you're listening. I'm a part of your thought process. I'm in your mind. I'm coming to you in your dreams. You're aware of the voice that you say is the voice of the wilderness. But no, I am the voice of our liberation, our resurrection. I am the voice on behalf of the wholeness of our being, the wholeness of all being directly. I'm the one who really, really wants us to get it so that we can stop the pain, the suffering, the aggravation, and all of this devastation. We are in a now moment that is so powerful because it is potent. We have cosmic support in shifting, in rising through our caring and being in a place and space where we're not lackadaisical about the greatest thing that we were given, which is ourselves. There is not a dang going thing that you can work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who you are. There is no amount of money. You could take all of the money that has ever been printed, and no matter how fine the paper and how fine the ink and whose ever image is on it, and all of the coin that has ever been minted in however, whatever metal and for whatever denomination. But I'm just saying, none of it has greater value than one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And we appreciate the thought of currency, of creating something that we can agree on the value of it. But we can't give the money more value than we give our lives and be all right. And to think that the purpose in being upon the planet is to master capitalism, acquisition, conquest, to become renowned, world known for murdering and lying and usurping and bastardizing and capitalizing off of other things and other ones. I'm just saying is that, no, you will leave the earth with the substance of yourself. And if you have no substance, if you've not applied yourself, if you've not invested in yourself, if you've not invested in cultivating the divinity of your being, if you've not really cared to exemplify the high ethic and morality of the God self that has gifted you, that you are in truth, then you will miss yourself. And chances are you could die here. And in the realm of eternity, we don't know how long one could be dead if you can recover from it. But being in a place and space where ones and ones have you thinking that you're supposed to be dying, everybody dies, you know, death is the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be alive, you know, and of course you don't want to live here forever anyway. And I'm just saying is that forever is the reality of existence itself. We were given one life, it's an eternal life. And most of us, many of us, should have realized from the time we were young that there was something seriously wrong in the world. And those of you who are having to babysit your grown parents, right? Your to babysit them, to have to put them in a place where they are reverting to being children. Because of the accumulation and the concentration and the contraindication of all of the chemicals and all of the pus and the mucus and all of the stuff that has created blockage and obstruction. So their neurological activity is not happening. They have no firing in the brain and whatnot. I'm just saying is that we are really having to pay attention, or should be paying attention, to what's happening with folks so that we don't go that way. You understand, being herded into situations and circumstances that was like being driven off a cliff. We don't have to go there. And so it should really matter to us as to how we're living, and to really be caring to be living and not dying, but to exalt life, exalting a full effort in our living. We could do a whole lot better. And we're having to take responsibility, or we should be taking responsibility, for the gullibility, being gullible to the death industries. You know, we should see through it and understand that when the meat industry is contributing to 90% of the global warming, then know that it's not sustainable. Sustainability is really something that we have to look at in terms of how do we maintain and sustain life. See, to acquire something requires you to be able to maintain it and sustain it, to have been given life. Then we should have been given the wherewithal, the information, the knowledge, the support in having an understanding and an understanding as to how to function well, how to really facilitate health and wellness, creativity, ingenuity, talents, abilities. You understand? And see, this is what gives people leverage over situations and circumstances, is the capacity to think. But if you're not thinking, if you're just entertaining thought, if you are in a brain fog because you just don't have the energetics for it, the vitality for it, the mineralization. Most people, particularly when we look at the amount of obesity that there is, it is the evidence of cellular deficiency and starvation. And when we were growing up, when many of us were young, they were the Biafran Wars in Nigeria, and you know, and so they would show, like they do some of the ones of Somalia and other places in Africa, the babies, the children are really, really bony, and they have these big bloated bellies. We used to see that when we were children. You understand? Now you have people who not only have big bloated bellies, but everything is bloated. It's because we are divinely designed and designed divinely, and all of the stuff that we have access to is not a part of the divine design of us. And as women, we should have been supported in knowing how to feed. But when you have people who have had an agenda of genocide and depopulation that was evidenced in the sterilizations and all of the manipulations that's going. And yes, we can get educated, but what good does education do us when we don't know how to eat? We've just become, you know, the faces behind somebody else's agenda and objective. And this is happening all over the world, where the educated ones are just the perpetuators of the initiatives of those ones who were the colonizers and the usurpers, and, you know, the ones who have put themselves forward as if they're the governors and the gods of the universe, and all everybody else is just here to be their slaves and be their tools, you know, to get to whatever resources of the earth. And I'm just saying is that everything that comes from the earth is going to stay with the earth. You can make it and shape it and form it into whatever form or shape, and whatever that we can have some utilization, utilitarianism with it. You can utilize it for certain purposes, but the bottom line is that we did not come up out the earth. And everybody that has come to the earth through the wombs of women sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, we're going to have to leave. And everything that we've been trying to acquire and have and possess and whatnot, you're going to leave it here. The issue is, what will you take with you if you can leave? But the condition and situation are the amount of toxicity that we are infused with is marginalizing and really disrupting the quality of life, not just the longevity, but the quality of life. And to have youth who cannot see themselves living to be 30 or 40 years old, have youth who already have babies and they've been brought up on hot dogs and hamburgers and nothing that has any real nutritional value. And so that we have people who can't think. And so at some point, I'm encouraging you that if you have children and you fed your children hot dogs and hamburgers and they're still eating this stuff and now your grandchildren are eating it, you know, you're going to be set with some serious heartache. Because if you're still dealing with it, there's no way for you to miss the disease that comes from it. It doesn't affect everybody in the same way, but it does affect everybody. So there are those who get brain cancer, some get blood cancer, leukemia, other ones get liver cancer, other ones get kidney disease, other ones get heart attacks, strokes. It affects everybody. I'm just saying, to have multi-trillion dollar industry in sickness, illness, disease, and death, where the people have become freaking commodity in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death in meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar, and then all of the pharmaceuticals. And then all of the surgeries and all of the other things that are associated with it. I'm just saying is that, understand, there is no way to get out of this thing alive if you are not committed to living, to have a system in place that is not committed to thriving in life, but committed to undermining the rights of ones to have the right to their lives and the freedom to choose life and to have that kind of support. None of the institutions that have influenced us, none of them should have influenced us to be killing ourselves. And so the real revolution will happen as a result of our own choices shifting and changing the desire for life fully and abundantly, and to return to the house of the Father and Mother, the creator of all, to be in the place where you are divinely designing your life, because you can think, you can access, what do you really want with your life? What is your heart's desire? You understand, getting beyond just feeding and fulfilling whatever appetite, desire, passion, lust that you have, but coming to a point where you are literally maturing as a real man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, and understanding that in order for us to really have the fullness of the access to ourselves, then we have to allow for the liberation of all other beings. We cannot continue to feed off the carcasses of dead animals and be healthy. And I don't care how much vaccination they give you. I'm just saying is that if you don't change your diet You understand? And then because of how much mucus is in the body from all the pancakes, all the waffles, all the pasta, all of the ramen noodles, all of these things, I'm just saying, is that you've got more virus and bacteria, parasites and organisms and pathogens in your system already. And they know this. CDC has a list of all of the things that's in the carcasses of dead animals. If they really cared about the people, then they would not be facilitating the profiting of the corporate deities of death and licensing them to have so much access to every body, every heart, every mind, every school system. We're in a now moment where it's our time to raise completely up. But you have to care. You have to activate your desire to be whole. You have to begin to truly reach for life, to immerse yourself and bathe in the blessedness of your being, to put it in writing, to come to a point and place where you remember the who's that you are, the intelligence of existence. Other ones may refer to it as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah, the father, the mother. I'm just saying, if you realize that your heritage and your parentage is divine, and that your parentage is absolutely the wealth and the wealthiest of existence itself, and you and we are accepting the fact that we were divinely blessed into the house of the wealthiest ones that we refer to as God. Mother, Father, God, Creator, that is all, the Most High, the Absolute, no matter what you call it, you gotta step in the intelligence of the all that you are. Is this point of it? Remember who you are, whose you are, why you are, to glorify and honor it, to give true representation, vivid self-expression. See, there is no political consciousness that is greater than vivid self-expression and representation as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme presence. And to be supremely intelligent and to be immersed in the reality of the intelligence that you have access to. Say, ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and we would find. We have everything that's needed. In this now moment, we must stop reaching for death and sickness and illness and reach for life and cleansing. And your number for life support is 678-760-9299. Do not wait too late. I'm just saying, for all of the time that's passing, I've been on the air 21 years. All right, and for 21 years, if y'all keep doing the same thing, I'm telling you, it gets harder and harder to do the right thing if you love not doing the right thing. So love being, love your life, love seeing and reshaping yourself and really coming to a point and place where you are experiencing on a daily basis the progression of what it is to be the one that you are, absolutely and divinely blessed. To be the more, always. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, those who we've come through, those that we didn't allow to come, those who've come with us, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come, this is our time. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Enjoy.